Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Monday Moons, top of the hour. We are very positive, like we like to be. Very positive on this show during Monday Moons. We'll do that coming up at 11 a.m. Eastern. Joe O. Sammy P. Also next hour, we'll find out where the room is at. Maybe it's it is going to be a winning week for the room in both college and the NFL. Worst case scenario, even if Philadelphia does not cover tonight, we're talking about 3-2, something we don't see a whole lot at all. All right. We were talking about Monday morning market moves over in college football. We hit every game that we wanted to, right? Did we talk about them before we moved to NFL?
Got everything I wanted to do out.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Same thing for me. Okay. One more. And I only bring this up because we talked about it a lot last week. And we talked about the game. We didn't talk about it from a betting perspective. You wanted to bet Penn State. Your numbers told you to bet Penn State. Anybody that has numbers were like, this is so far off. But the question is, can you bet Penn State because you don't know if they've quit on the season? They gave fight on Saturday. I don't know that they're going to give fight moving forward. Did you do anything with Penn State? Were you pissed that entire game because it was obvious that they were covering that number?
Yeah, I was pissed. I flipped out Penn State plus 15. I took it out of all my stuff, all my content, all my shows, because everybody that I respected was like, don't do it. So when you hear that from four people that make you money and help you, you know, get to the right sides, you stay off it. I mean, maybe I should pick and choose my battles, I guess. But I had a guy who's a very, very good bettor who actually went to Penn State and he was like, they quit. I'm like, okay, so I stayed off it. And then I decided, rather than take Penn State plus 15, I'm going to take Boston College plus 11. And they got freaking
killed. You were so close to sweep. Yeah.
Killed. Yeah, but that's life, right? The other one that I talked about on Friday was Purdue. I almost pulled Purdue plus 30. Mm-hmm. Didn't do that one either. That's the worst. When you have three dogs – and you cross off the wrong two and take the one that gets killed. Like that's, to me, that's the most frustrating thing. And that's sort of a behind the scenes look, right? And nobody cares on bets that I almost made, but I'm therapeutically bringing it up because it makes me feel a little bit better that I was on the two sides that were decent. And then I decided to just whittle the list down and take Penn State and Purdue off. And bet Boston College. Boston College got throttled. Throttled.
Yep. It's part of it, man. Everybody goes through it. Like, you're so close on one, and you just end up, okay, which one? You just make the wrong choice. It's tough. And then, like, oh, if I would have done that too, and then I'm at least, for the most part, breaking even, but then you get in trouble. A little bit adding too many, because what if you end up losing both too? It's like, always very challenging. All right, Let's talk about Week 11 National Football League. Week 10 wraps up tonight. Week 11 is going to start with the Jets and the Patriots on Thursday night. We have one more international game. Sunday morning is going to be the Commanders and the Dolphins in Spain. But as far as moves, one that jumps out is probably a quarterback change. There's this, an assumption it's not going to be Dart. It looks like this number is playing it in the middle. So we wait on Green Bay tonight, but the look-ahead line was Green Bay -7 at the Giants. It is now 8.5. Do you agree with me that that's an in-between number, leaning Russell Wilson, not Jackson Dart?
If Dart is in, this comes down. If Wilson's in, you might get to 10. So, yes, I agree on the factor that this is probably a halfway number at this point in time. How do you bet, Russ? I don't know, man. It's just not there anymore. It's not.
Mm-mm. Exactly. Yeah, I think you're right on the number. Maybe 9.5, but yeah, he's brutal. He comes in, you're like, it's over. It's over. Even though it was in that last quarter of the game, like, it's done. Bears now have a chance. They have life, and they did. 10-point comeback in that fourth quarter over at Soldier Field. All right, some other movers that I see this morning. The Chargers. Now it is almost a field goal favorite. Well, I do see some threes actually popping. The look ahead was 1.5, but now it's 2.5 to 3 at Jacksonville. Any Chargers game moving forward, can the opposition pressure the quarterback? The Steelers did. They just couldn't do anything offensively. And then you have a Jacksonville team, another one that just blew this massive lead. Was it a 19-point lead that they blew against Houston yesterday? It's hard to trust Jacksonville as well. So the Chargers are going to be favored on the road.
I still don't know how that Jacksonville game ended, like the way it did. That to have the 26 points in the fourth quarter by one team, that was just crazy. If you had Jacksonville, you go into the fourth quarter up 29-10 and lose 36-29. Just crazy. With a backup quarterback too, Joe, with Davis Mills. Not a good look for that Jags defense. That said, man, I would lean to the Jags at 3. You know, as a home team, catching a field goal, that's where I would be. Chargers go across the country. The thing is, Harbaugh's been so good in these roles. Like, I know a lot of people like to bet against the cross-country trip and fade the team making the trip. Harbaugh's been just fine in that role. We, by the way, not to piggyback off of that game, but we do have a move that's happening right now. They're betting the Bears and Vikings over as we speak. This thing is lighting up like a Christmas tree right now on the board. So 10 minutes ago, the total was 47.5, and now we're at 48.5. A lot of books, 48. BetMGM just moved to 48. Chris Andrews at the South Point has 47 because he's still sleeping. But everybody else is on the move to 48.5. I mean, look at it. You can see it. We got the same screen in front of us. He's the only book in the world at 47. It always makes me laugh.
Yeah, I know. But it looked like they did a little bit of a move, just not as much as everybody else.
Yeah,
that makes sense. You know. That makes sense. But that makes sense, right? Controlled environment. You have Caleb. I was using his legs. Bears defense is bad. I could see a shootout. That was close. If you were on that Bears Giants over, that thing dropped to 44.5. Then it went down 2 to 3 points with the weather that was coming in, wind off the lake, and the under just barely hits in that one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If there's a team that can make J.J. McCarthy look good, it's the Bears, at least defensively. I mean, we've already seen it. He went into Chicago week one, 3 touchdowns, fourth quarter. Yeah. So I understand it. There's a good chance this gets to 49 too. You know, the thing is, these NFL totals get so sharp, you know, like, cause these are low limit bets, maybe not low limit, but these are not full throttle. You can't bet $50,000 on Monday. So these are much smaller bets, relatively speaking, but these books, they take Monday and Tuesday as shape days. And what a shape day is it allows your sharp players to come in, get the numbers they want at decent limits, and then you use their bets as information to get to the right number. So by the time we get to Wednesday, Thursday, they feel good about the totals. Now, weather can obviously change everything. An injury can change everything. But these totals, specifically in the NFL, get molded on Mondays and Tuesdays into Wednesday, and then by Wednesday, they raise the limits.
And it looks like right above on that screen, you see Houston, Tennessee. That total's getting hit hard to the over too, right? 37.5 up to, I see some 39s out there. I see 39.5 too. This one keeps on climbing.
Mm-hmm. Kansas City's been bet as well. I brought it up with Jason at 3.5. Chris is at 4.5 on that game. You know the Chiefs are going to get money. People think Bo Nix stinks. Yep. I personally think he stinks too. I know Paul's been saying that for months. Man, every bone in my body wants to take Denver. And I was thinking about taking 3.5, 4. Now it's 4, 4.5. And you're like, well, might as well wait. Why bet the dog now? This is going to be Kansas City all week, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be Andy Reid off the bye. You're going to hear it everywhere. Andy Reid off the bye. And you're also going to have the Broncos with extra time to prepare too. So does it mitigate it a little bit? Maybe. And people remember what Thursday was like and how excruciating it was. And the Broncos offense couldn't do anything in that game. Now you're going to face a pretty good Chiefs defense. So if you look at the Chiefs against tough defenses, how have they been? How many tough defenses have they played? Philadelphia, they lost outright in week 2, 20-17. I'd say the Chargers are up there. They lost that one too, 27-21. So could the Chiefs fall to 5-5 in this spot? Yeah, they could. Going to Denver, Mile High? I think you're going to see a different Denver team. I'm not like taking a stand on Monday morning saying take Denver +4. If you like the Broncos, if you're thinking Broncos, you have time because this is probably going in one direction.
I wonder how high. 5.5, maybe? I don't know about 6. I mean, it's possible. Anything's possible. Wow. There will be support for Denver at +6. That will happen if it does get there. JLC may be onto something with this total. He brought up the under. 45.5 on the open. A lot of 44.5. Chris has 44. Pinnacle has 44. DraftKings has 43.5. So that total has been taking some under money, at least in the last, when did they open it? Like 6 o'clock in Vegas last night. So it hasn't even been 24 hours, obviously. And we've seen some dollars on that under between Kansas City and Denver. And I guess it does make sense given everything you just brought up.
Very curious what happens in Sunday Night Football for Week 11, Detroit-Philly, because we've got Philly going tonight, so it's going to be a short week of prep for them. What happens to this number based on tonight's results? It is mostly 1.5, high total 48-49. I wish I would have known that Dan Campbell was calling plays yesterday, because I was very concerned about how that Lions defense was looking for 3 weeks. You laugh? I'm serious. He's probably better than Morton, and look what happened.
I agree.
Man. Would have liked that.
Grr!
Damn it. Monday Moons next. Bet Sweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funny as a meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.